Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold the oldie shot.
When it comes to the guy has a great catalog, Eddie Money, that's the worst possible song. It's adult contemporary, like not the worst one you could have chosen. No offense.
Sorry.
I mean, no.
Come on, the guy that was also like playing the air horns during
and that was air sax.
Sorry.
Please get it right.
Doesn't he have
the jazz flute?
Get it right.
Is what? It Paradise or Money Song? What's the money?
Two Tickets to Paradise?
Yes. Yeah,
great song.
No, you should have played that one.
Banger.
Yeah.
Absolute banger.
Yeah, we've played that a million times.
Okay.
All right.
What about Think I'm in Love? Another banger.
Okay. I'm sorry I'm not as intimately familiar with the Eddie Money catalog as you would like.
Give me some water. Just shot a man by the Mexican border.
All right.
I mean, there's a million.
Yeah, I mean, don't stop. God, we're all waiting for the rest.
A million of them. All right, Courtney's out sick with the allergies or her head is exploding or whatever. And so thoughts and prayers. And hopefully she is here tomorrow. On the show tomorrow, Bill O'Brien, head coach of Boston College football at 6:45, as he is every week. And a Red Sox front office report at 9 tomorrow. I'm assuming that it will be the Brezbot that will join us tomorrow morning. And, of course, Red Sox with a win last night. And closer, Curtis. My magic number is 3, so get yourself ready. Unfortunately, doesn't look like, first round anyway, that there will be a Fenway Park game. So that is the unfortunate thing here.
But am I on an island in preferring one-game playoff instead of best of 3 all in one city?
I like the chances better in the best of 3, obviously.
No way. Garrett Crochet is your starter in game 1. That's your edge.
Mm.
You don't have to worry about a number 2. You don't have to worry about Pedro's illegitimate kid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a good point, you know. But
and the one-game playoff play here at Fenway was awesome.
It was great.
It is a one and done.
It was great.
Might make a good point there.
I mean, don't get me wrong. More ball from my Seamhead friends is great.
Right.
But
yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Well, talk about the Red Sox all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Right now, though, Shime, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Mondino and have me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law. At Ketch's Law, they don't just work here, they live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors standing beside you during your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders by Ketch's Law. So if you've been hurt at work, call Ketch's today. Shime, what is up first this morning?
Well, Greg, I know you're geared up for the Ryder Cup coming up this weekend.
Can't wait.
It's going to be an exciting time.
You know where you will find me this weekend if you're looking for me? In front of my tiny little television.
Nice.
It is arguably the best television weekend in sports we have had in a while.
Years. Awesome.
Right?
Absolutely awesome. Yeah. Great slate. I was saying this week when we first met and Gillette on Monday, I was like, these college football weekends have sucked.
Yeah.
College football this weekend is spectacular.
It really is.
We have the Sox locking in a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Ryder Cup 3 days in Bethpage where people will be heckling the crap out of Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
And then we have the Pats. Great weekend.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Great weekend for it. But yes, let's get to the Euros, who don't like the mean Americans yelling at them.
No, they don't. So Ian Poulter and Tyrrell Hatton were doing this thing where it's like one of those little like game things where it's like, oh, agree, strongly agree, disagree, strongly disagree. And they were asked if American fans, golf fans, are better than European golf fans, to which they both strongly disagreed, and Ian Poulter had this to say about us American golf fans.
I don't even know where to start. There's no, I mean, mashed potato and all that is madness. In the hole, get in the hole. It's a 600-yard par five, you f***ing idiot. I actually just want to borrow the taser or like the security guard just to let one go per hole would be amazing. Imagine that. You got one taser per hole. That'd be awesome. How good. Right between the eyes. Have it.
You've actually thought this through.
Has the heckling gone too far then?
It's not heckling. It's just complete and utter embarrassing stupidity. We don't get the Open Championship. You don't get it anywhere. Like, it's only in America the stupidness comes out.
Okay.
Yeah, why don't you leave then?
Beg to differ, but I cannot wait. I, for one, can't wait. Wiggy, mm-hmm. you will probably laugh at this, but I read a piece yesterday, may have been in The Athletic, which suggested that you take any pro athlete in any sport, and they would find it hard to deal with the heckling, the trash talking that goes on during the Ryder Cup by the fans.
The 99 final Sunday, the Sunday of the Ryder Cup at Brookline, the heckling that I witnessed of Colin Montgomery was one of the funniest and most amazing sporting event moments of my entire life.
So you would actually agree with that?
Oh, it's awesome. F these people. You have to be a whole continent to face us. Yeah. You have to combine all your little crappy countries to come over here, and then you're going to bitch about the people that pay your salary.
Or maybe they're heckling in golf because they're so close to you. With football, they're so far away. Baseball, they're kind of far away. Yeah, hockey, they're far away.
People that play golf have never been yelled at in their life.
Well, that's the thing. Is that these, you know, the game is always very respectful.
Right.
It's a gentleman's game. Right.
Yes, a gentleman's game. Right. And so there's no heckling, and they haven't had to face it before. And so it's, you know, it throws them off. But I'm not worried about our guys.
I think it's fun. Like, I love the guys who are, they do like the back off the tee challenge, and they try and heckle you to get you to have to back off your driver swing. Like, I think that's funny.
Yeah. I can't wait.
All right. When does it start? Tomorrow?
Thursday? It'll start
Friday.
And the Bryson v. Rory stuff is fantastic.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Fantastic.
The Rory is, the amount of material the American fan has on Rory McIlroy will make it for a hilarious weekend at Bethpage.
I kind of hope Keegan pairs Bryson with Scottie Scheffler and they just, like, dunk on people.
Yeah.
Has Scheffler gotten canceled for praising the president?
Oh, actually, Curtis, it's funny you mentioned that. We have audio of Scottie Scheffler talking about how the president calls him all the time after he wins golf tournaments. Here is Scottie Scheffler.
The president's kind of funny. He loves the game of golf. He loves supporting golfers. And I get a call or a text from him sometimes after wins. And he just loves the game of golf. And he's one of those guys when you're around him, you know, he does such a good job of almost like feeding confidence into everybody around him. That was one of the things I noticed a lot with the little bit of time I spent him is he treats everybody the same and treats people with the utmost respect. And whether you're the person serving us lunch or the caddy on the golf course or the guy who's the president of the club that we're at, he treats everybody like they're the greatest person in the world. And I don't think he has any plans to address us as a team, but I'm sure if things go well, we'll hear from him.
Are you able to give us any insight into what he says when he calls you?
Great job.
All right. Well, I mean, the man did have a glorious hole-in-one when playing with some PGA professionals. If you remember the formal statement on that from the president.
That's
Curtis,
right. So. I actually saw this weekend he shot a 20.
That's what Scheim shot on hole number 3 at Granite Links.
Oh, yeah.
Also a 20.
Scheim, right, would you consider giving a tutorial to the European team before the matches this weekend?
I'd be happy to. I think they could use it.
What do you think you'd shoot at the Bethpage Black?
Like 300?
Okay.
It's like, right, it's what, is it that? It's like the hardest public course on the planet.
Yes. Yes. Cool. It's a cool thing that you have to get there to play because it's a public course. But you have to get there at like 4 a.m. Like you put your ball, you mark your ball, and then they have some sort of 1920s system where you put the ball in, and then that's how the order is picked on who gets the tee times, which is crazy.
Oh, wow.
Down there. All right, what's next?
Well, Greg, Sunday Night Football this week, we will see the Dallas Cowboys versus the Green Bay Packers, a bit of a Micah Parsons revenge game. He popped on a podcast and was asked about what it would be like to potentially sack Dak Prescott in that game. Here is Micah Parsons.
You know, it's gonna be painful. You know what I mean? Dak's my guy. You know, he was always like a good mentor for me. But you know what it is. I always told him if I ever faced him that, you know, it'll be a great matchup. So I'm excited to see what Sunday brings itself.
Okay.
Yeah, should be a good one. It should be a good one. I mean, I like Green Bay, and I think I had them as my team coming out of the NFC, but then they lose to Cleveland, so I don't really know what to think about Green Bay. And Dallas is, you know, CeeDee Lamb, he's out, right? He's got the ankle injury, right? Right, James?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
CeeDee Lamb's out, right? He's got the ankle injury?
Correct, yeah. He has a high ankle sprain, I believe, at least out a couple weeks.
So, you know, be interesting to see what Micah Parsons does against his old team.
Sounds like Brian Daboll, Giants, made the quarterback change. So.
Sure did. Finally. It's time to throw some darts.
There you go. Yeah. That's your only way of keeping your job, because if he does look good, and even if your team loses, but you're productive with him, then maybe the Giants run it back with you because they feel confident that you can get him going.
Yeah, it's such an odd situation, though. Like, Daboll, we all believe he's gone at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And they didn't fire him in the offseason, but it seems silly. Like, this is just a wasted season for the Giants. So, like, you have a head coach, you pay Russell Wilson, whatever it was, you have Daboll, the GM, they're all going to be S-canned in, you know, February.
Yeah.
So what do you even...
I think there's a chance it's more like the Miami situation where they're going to be patient with him. I know he hasn't won anything. He doesn't deserve that patience, but I mean...
You think Daboll survives this?
Yeah. I don't think you allow him to pick the quarterback.
If Jackson Dott performs well. Right. That's why if I was Daboll, Jackson Dott would
have... He doesn't even need to be, like, great. He just needs to be right.
He has to perform well. He would have been my guy from day one.
I thought for sure you were going
to
go Daxon Jarrett there.
No. I would have went... If I'm taking him, I wouldn't even sign Russell Wilson. I wouldn't have signed Jameis Winston. I would have said, hey, Jackson, it's all on you. If I'm going down and I'm going to lose my job, I'm going to lose it with, you know, it's going to be in your hands.
Do you think it was that goal line...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Four down sequence from Russell Wilson in Sunday Night Football that led to Daboll making the shift, Wiggy, where he hit the goalposts.
It was that, or was the fact that he was just throwing balls up for guys and they were intercepting them like they were punts.
Well, and my Greg, thing too I don't understand why you're not, like, if it's fourth and goal and you're going for it, like, why throw the ball away? At least throw it in the direction of a guy, because if you turn it over, it's fourth down anyways.
Back pylon.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Have you gone over any film with Daboll at all? Have you had a chance to do that?
No. Okay. I don't talk to Daboll. Right.
Do we have to reevaluate how we view Dayball's success, given that we thought that he was saddled with an awful Daniel Jones when Daniel Jones is an MVP candidate this year?
Yes. Yes, we do.
I mean, it's just amazing. There is not a single successful branch, even like a little shrub from the Belichick tree.
Some guys are just better coordinators than they are head coaches.
Well, I would say Bill O'Brien was successful. I mean, he was winning double-digit games with guys like TJ Yates and Tommy Savage.
Yeah, and didn't they get to an NFC championship game?
AFC?
I don't think so.
I think they lost to the Patriots. I think he won a playoff game or two, but not many.
You know, when Brady's standing in your way, it's kind of hard to
J.J. Watt showed up in the Letterman jacket.
They all did.
Pretty sure he also blew like a 21-point lead to Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, so that didn't help.
All right. Anything else?
I got one more for you if you want it, Greg.
Yes.
Well, Jason Tatum's doing like the media car wash, it seems. He was on First Take. He's on the Today Show. This is him on First Take with Stephen A. Smith talking about how it was hard to just get in the right mental space after suffering his injury. Here was Jason Tatum.
It's tough to pinpoint like what is the toughest part. It's phases. I think the first phase is accepting that this happened. I was in disbelief at, you know, for about 2 weeks.
Right.
And the other tough part was ever since I was a kid, I could always envision myself getting drafted, winning the championship, having my own shoe, cover 2K, all the things. This was the first time it was hard. I couldn't envision, like, I'm sitting there at my mom's house with my foot elevated, and it's like, it was hard to envision playing basketball. It was hard to envision walking up steps. And I think that was kind of like defeating in that moment. So it's just, it's things like that, that, you know, there were some low moments throughout this journey.
Hmm. Do you think he makes it back this season?
No.
No?
I think he's ready to go, but I wouldn't play him. I mean, I think he's like, he'll be in a position where, oh, he could play.
He's going to want to play, though.
Right, but I wouldn't play him. It'd be,
was Durant the one that got re-injured? He came back a little soon?
No. Durant, not the Achilles. He ended up hurting, I forget what.
It doesn't matter.
Like his knee?
Yeah, I wouldn't rush him back at all.
Look how quickly you can return now, whether it's Aaron Rodgers or Steph Diggs or what. Like, guys come back from injuries. Mm-hmm. Pretty quick.
Yeah, I think most.
Except for Christian Gonzalez.
But right. Right. I think most of the NBA guys, and Durant's a good one, you're done for the year, and then you sit that whole year out, and then you worry about the 2027, 6 season, would that
26, 27, yep.
Yeah. So that's when you come back, and then you should be kind of like back to where you might, you know, might have been as a player.
Okay. All right. That is They Said It. Thank you, Shime. Coming up, the news. Courtney's not here. She's out sick. So, Shime with the news next, and that includes the dumbest of the day. And if you are planning a murder, how you should not get your supplies.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.